Hello, everybody, and happy Thursday evening to all you fine folks out there watching on MILB TV and listening in on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network. My name is Adam McDonald, joined alongside John DeStefano. Welcome to an overcast, drizzly Clover Park in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Better late than never for the Mets and the Hammerheads as they get ready for Game 3 of their six-game series. We didn't quite make it all the way yesterday. We did get an official game in. Five innings, Jupiter came back and won with a two-run homer by Osiris Johnson in the top of the fifth inning. Mets batted into the bottom of the fifth, couldn't score after a leadoff walk, and then the rains came in droves. Massive thunderstorm blew up right over Clover Park, rained out the rest of the day. An official game, Jupiter won it. Today, another massive rainstorm around 2 o'clock. Field very soggy. There's still rain in the area. It's drizzling right now. Could be more rain on the way. But we're going to give it a go with the 7-10 thereabouts first pitch. John, it's been quite an interesting day already.
Yeah, it certainly has. Very touch and go so far. Like you said, a couple of rainstorms affecting the field. You know, today's, we weren't sure if we were going to have the start. You know, we had an hour delay, but you appreciate the resiliency of both managers ready to give it a go and see if we can get a game in tonight. I know the fans gathered certainly appreciate that as well. They came out to see some ball, and we're going to give it to them, or at least we're going to try.
There you see the high five line for the Mets bullpen and all their pitchers. Javier Atencio is going to get the start for the Mets. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more on Atencio, the lineups, and take you up to first pitch on this soggy, drizzly Thursday night.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Getting a live look at the managers, Angel Espada, the Jupiter manager, just looking skyward, wondering what in the world's going on. It's pretty much partly cloudy at the ballpark right now, but there is a steady rain. I think we've gone too far in the process of warming up to shut this thing down now. So it looks like we're going to start on time. Managers shaking hands. There's the color guard getting ready to perform. Javier Atencio getting ready to perform on the mound for the Mets. For the first time since last week at Palm Beach, we're on the 24th. He gave up four hits and three runs in 4 2/3 innings. This will be his seventh game and his sixth start for the Mets. He's 1-0 with a 2.66 ERA. The lefty Atencio will be opposed by Edgar Sanchez, a righty for the Hammerheads. This is his 12th game, his 10th start. He's 5-2 with a 4.18 ERA. The lineups for the Hammerheads, Khalil Watson leads off, plays second. Anhuiti Santos, the DH, bats second. Ian Lewis plays third, bats third. Brady Allen, the cleanup hitter and center fielder. Zach Zuvia plays first, hits fifth. Christian Rodriguez hits sixth. He's at short. Jorge Caballero is the right fielder batting seventh. Yan Mercado catches and it's eighth. Javian Cody is batting ninth and left. For the Mets, Alex Rodriguez leads off and plays center. Stanley Consuegra playing left, bats second. Omar De Los Santos in right field hitting third. William Lugo plays third, bats cleanup. Justin Guerrero hits fifth. He's at second base. Jack Thomas Wold plays first. He hits sixth. Juan Loya will do the catching. He hits seventh. Brandon Villalobos is the DH hitting eighth. And Albert Suarez is the shortstop. He bats ninth. That is how the Mets and the Hammerheads stack up tonight. Mets in a drizzle, maybe something a little harder, announced to the field in their Military Appreciation Weekend jerseys. Be wearing those all weekend here at Clover Park. And also the special Stars and Stripes hats for the week. Sharp-looking group taking the field. National Anthem is upon us. Pre-game show in the books. When we come back to Clover Park, we'll finally have first pitch on a soggy Thursday. Well done on the color guard. That is DVA Chapter 556. Local here on the Treasure Coast. Casey Blair, our assistant GM, community relations director, does a lot of fine work with that group. The jerseys you see the Mets wearing will be auctioned off starting today through July 5th. stluciemets.com/auction. And the proceeds will benefit VVA Chapter 556, their health and wellness fund, to support local veterans. Also, nice job of the national anthem by Kami Hanna. And now, under strange conditions, with the rain increasing in intensity, Javier Atencio on the mound, warming up. Again, big storm this afternoon, cleared out in time. And the question was, well, was the field going to be playable? Infield was tarped, that was good, but the outfield, nothing you can do about that. It's never drained well here at Clover Park. So a lot of rain the last 2 days. Outfield deemed good enough right around 6 o'clock, but then we had to look at the radar, and there were more issues. And those issues have arrived. But we're going to play on anyways. Cleo Watson leads it off for the Hammerheads. Marlins top prospect, 16th round draft pick last year. Thunder Boomers in the background. First pitch swinging, he flies one out of play. Left side, long run for Consuegra. Bullpen bails, but that ball into the stands. First pitch, 7-12, an hour and 2 minute delay. It's 84 degrees and raining at Clover Park. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one, as best we can.
With the rain starting to come down a little harder, Adam, the wind has picked up as well, starting to swirl around the stadium.
1-1 pitch is a little high, 2-1. Well, you know, John, there was this storm cell to our south, and it just wasn't moving, just sitting there. And at some point, you got to make a decision to play or not, and the team said, well, let's do it, as this ball goes off Atencio's glove to the shortstop Suarez, and Albert makes the play. Atypical 1-6-3 putout against Watson. So the team's decided to play, and that storm cell is still back there. You would think that as long as it has been out there, it would have died off by now. That's what usually happens in South Florida. You get these big storms, but they don't last overly long. That one's been sitting out there for a good 2 hours now, just sitting there. Here's one off Atencio again, but this time not a deflection to one of his infielders. This is a hit for Anhueti Santos. Hit right off the pitcher. And it appears that Atencio is no worse for the wear.
And the baseball gods giveth and taketh away with the luck there. Second ball, comebacker right up back towards the pitcher. No chance to field it, though. Unfortunately for the Mets, an infield hit.
Anhueti Santos, John, I pointed this out yesterday. The first two games of the series, he batted ninth. All six of his plate appearances, he led off an inning. What are the odds that a nine-hitter leads off six straight times in a series? We knew today he wouldn't lead off an inning, batting second. Bad day for the eight-hole. There's a swing and a miss for Ian Lewis, a switch hitter. Turns around about right-handed. Lewis from the Bahamas. Batting with one on, one out in the rain. No score. You see on your screen folks sitting behind, some with umbrellas, many with not. This ball fouled away. Side at 93. A swing and a miss A strikeout of Lewis. Two down. Javier Atencio, Mets starter from Venezuela, just 20 years old. He'll be 20 all season. Brought over to St. Lucie just over a month ago from the complex side, and it's been good. He gets a big swing and a miss here. Mets lost Mike Vassell and Carson Seymour on the same day on a Sunday in Tampa to a promotion to Brooklyn, and Atencio was one of the guys brought over from the complex to help fill that void. He's done well for himself. A couple of tough outings recently, but on the whole, good. As he throws this pitch inside to Allen.
Atencio certainly has been good. Does tend to get into trouble with his walks, but keeps a high strikeout rate. And this could turn into a really nice comeback game for him. As you said, he has been a bit up and down, but on the whole, very good for the Mets so far this season.
Two two lifted high and out of plate by Allen. Allen 1-4-3. The single and a run yesterday. 1-for-5 in the opener. So it's in both of the first two games. A line drive base hit for Allen in right field. I mean, he's gotten hit in all three. De Los Santos throws back. Santos is safe. Test that arm of Omar. He almost paid the price.
Yeah, just inattentiveness there on the part of Santos. You cannot get lazy and take a wide turn at second. Certainly not with the cannon De Los Santos possesses out there in right.
Initial lineup tonight had Carlos Dominguez in there for Robbie Robinson's team, but Carlos a late scratch, not sure why. And De Los Santos moving from left field to right field because of that and almost got an outfield assist. First and second for Zubia. Zach Zubia over the top of the changeup for strike one. Zubia 2-for-3 with the walk in the opener yesterday, 0-for-2. Made it on base on an error. One check swing. Did not go. No appeal. Home plate umpire tonight at Matt Wachowski. Field umpire Alex Lawry. Do have the challenge system in effect. Each team with three to start tonight. The called strike, and Zubi would like to challenge right on cue. And it's a ball. Zubi wins. It looked like a pretty good pitch. Apparently not. Credit to Zubia. Foul tip, strike two.
Automatic ball strike system looming ever large now with the announcement yesterday by Commissioner Rob Manfred that they plan to implement the ball strike system in Major League Baseball by 2024.
I did read that article. Deep dive there. It's a couple years away, so a couple more years to fine-tune it here. Swing and a miss. Zubia, a good challenge, but then misses the next two. Atencio gives up two hits, but also strikes out two, strands two in the first. Did so in the rain. We take a break. When we come back, the Mets will swing the sticks for the first time tonight on MILB TV and the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Best tailgate. brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Alex Ramirez leads off the bottom of the first against Edgar Sanchez, and I think the rain has lightened up for Mr. Sanchez. Lucky him. Again, it's, you know, it's playable here tonight. Maybe a little uncomfortable as Ramirez swings and misses, but better be playing than not. Wild swing and miss on a curveball. Strike two.
Concerns by both managers before the game, and understandably so after walking the field. But the grounds crew did the work. They got out there with, you know, leaf blowers and towels and everything they could do to get this field ready in time. And with both managers satisfied, we are playing baseball.
We need a couple of hot, sunny days to really dry everything out here at Clover Park. There's a pitch in the dirt. We've got a few big days ahead of us. Tomorrow night, Military Appreciation Night continues. We welcome the dogs in the park. Saturday, fireworks. Sunday, the big one with fireworks to end the night. Ramirez grounds one deep to short. This is Rodriguez with the throw and the nice pick on the back end by Zubia. Ramirez just barely retired.
Great play in the hole out there at short. A difficult task to get a speedy Ramirez down the base pass. A strong one hopper and a clean pick at first.
And keep an eye on all the balls put in play today. If there's the ball is a little wet or heavy as it rolls through the infield grass, so that one hit the dirt. Especially in the outfield grass. Also what kind of track it is on the infield dirt for base runners. Keep an eye on all that stuff tonight. Pitch high to Consuegra, late insertion into the lineup. Stanley, maybe the best month by position player for the Mets. 1-for-2 yesterday with an RBI. Flies one a mile up on the left side. This looks like it's going to straddle fair and foul territory. Fighting the wind and missing it is Rodriguez. And Consuegra will cruise in a second. I'm guessing a double, a wind-aided double, as Rodriguez couldn't quite get it from his shortstop position.
We talked about the wind right after first pitch. The wind seemed to pick up by a couple of miles an hour, and you can see it playing havoc with the fielders there. Third baseman called off appropriately by the left fielder, and he wisely ducked out of the way, but that wind could not, that ball could not be handled in the wind, and Swager on second with just one out.
So a little bit of luck for the Mets brings up Omar De Los Santos, the reigning FSL Player of the Week. And he is tied up the high fastball at 91. De Los Santos got yesterday off. He struggled down the stretch in the game one Tuesday. Started with the double on Tuesday and then struck out his last four at-bats. This ball foul tipped. Then he woke up early on Wednesday morning and got to face Jacob DeGrom's bullpen session. There's live BP. So that was his work yesterday. Did not play in the five-inning game. A 3-2 Jupiter comeback win. 0-2 pitch just missed. It didn't seem like the loss was a difficult one. Well, challenged by Jupiter in a loss. So a loss there. And a pitch outside. It didn't seem like the Mets were in a sour mood after their rain-shortened loss yesterday. They played a pretty good game. It's a shame that didn't get to finish the last four innings, but mood seemed to be relatively upbeat. Christian Scott pitched well. Mets had a bunch of hits. Just didn't quite get a W. There's a swing and a miss from De Los Santos. He strikes out against Sanchez. Two down. More on Edgar Sanchez, signed by the Marlins as an international free agent in 2017. He'll turn 22 in August from Santo Domingo. Facing William Lugo, but first we'll look back at Consueger. Sanchez this year 5-2 in 11 games, 10 starts, 4.18 ERA, 56 innings, 47 hits. He's walked 22 and struck out 59. Throws this pitch up high. Mets have faced Sanchez before a couple of times. One time better than the other, kind of like what was the deal with Gabe Bierman on Tuesday. 1-0 pitch, curveball low. On April 20th, Sanchez shut out the Mets for six innings in a win. And then on June 9th, Mets got him for five runs and five and a third, but only two hits, helped by four walks. Fastball low, three balls and a strike. A foul right off the front foot for a full count. Payoff pitch, and that will be ball four. The Mets have first and second with two outs, just like the Hammerheads did in the bottom of the top of the first.
It's a nice at bat there by Lugo. He's really changed his approach to try and draw more walks. That's his 30th walk this season.
Justin Guerrero, and he takes the ball outside. Guerrero, unfortunately for him, returned to the Mets from Brooklyn where he struggled, but a lift for St. Lucie. Immediate impact upon his return with that spark two-run homer on Tuesday. Get the Mets offense going in the seventh. He takes this curveball low. The Mets had success against Sanchez last time by taking the walks. After a free pass, it's now 2-0. And a called strike on the corner. Grounder foul out past third. And brought to our attention that it looks like Khalil Watson, who led off the game for Jupiter, the ground out is out of the game. And Anhuiti Santos is at second. He was the DH. And Watson was supposed to be at second. Here's a line drive, base hit in the left field. Consuegra's going to get the green light. Here comes the throw from Javian Cody. It will be held. Then he goes to third, backed up by Lewis. It's a base hit and an RBI for Justin Guerrera. 1-0 Mets.
Juicy Justin does it again. A welcome addition back into the St. Lucie Mets lineup, providing the pop they need here in the first inning. Driving in a run there, staying inside on that pitch, driving it to left field. Cody having some trouble with the throw. I don't think he got the ball ever out of his glove on the first attempt. Had to double clutch it. The run scored easily, and the Mets have runners at the corners. We've got a conference at the mound in the first inning.
We were all set up for a play at the plate. I mean, Cody was gathering that ball just before Consuegra got to third. And then he never got rid of it. And you start to wonder now, wet outfield grass, very damp. Did he just not have a good grip? And then he tried to reroute to third, and Lugo goes first to third because he knows the throw's coming to the plate. He's actually fortunate to be safe at third base. He thought it was going home the whole way.
He is not being greedy at all going to third. In fact, making the right play by running behind. There just happened to be a play at his base, but he was there in time, and everything worked out right for the Mets on that play.
So maybe a chance for a couple outs there, if not at home, one at third base for the Hammerheads. The Mets will take it. Glenn Dishman's mound visit with Sanchez is over, and Jack Thomas will hit with runners at the corners. And the pitch is fouled away. In front of a changeup, looked like 0-2. Curve low, good eye by Wolds. Well, the Mets, Nick missed his defense at first base yesterday. Got the off day. First appearance of the series. Curveball just missed. No challenge. Hammerhead's thought about it. Won't pull the trigger. Runner going. Throw to second base is going to be deflected off the glove of Rodriguez into shallow right center. This will bring in a run from third. Lugo scores. 2-0. An ill-advised throw there by the catcher Mercado up to second. Even if that throw is able to be caught by Rodriguez, looked like Lugo is going to score and Guerrero is going to be safe. Now an error. And it brings up, or rather, an error on the play, but that's where the inning ends as Wold is caught looking. Good start for the Mets, though. They lead 2-0 after one.
All-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Christian Rodriguez in the box takes the ball high. And we followed by Caballero and Mercado. Pitch outside. And this is where Atencio needs to make some hay against these lefties and switch hitters after this three straight righties. I think Khalil Watson maybe is listed out in the initial lineup as a second baseman, but perhaps he's just the DH. We'll see. Maybe he and Santos swapped. Rodriguez takes the leadoff free pass. Is low. Ball and a strike on Caballero.
Caballero takes one over for strike two. Flares this one out into right. Standing under it is De Los Santos. He's able to make the catch. And we have one gone in the top of the second. That'll bring Dominic Mercado to the plate. Hammerheads with a man on. And one out here in the top of the second. Sanchez comes to the plate for strike one. Got a change up over on the outside corner. And now a throw over. Very lazy throw over by Sanchez, but Atencio And this one just misses for ball one. A swing and a miss for strike two. Tencio trying to work himself out of the inning with a man on. That one flared to Guerrero at third, the turn at second, and then Mets will get two. Brilliant double play turn there by the Mets as they go 5-4-3 to get out of the inning. And we will go to the bottom of the second with the Mets up 2-0.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucymets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Today.
Juan Loy is going to lead off for the Mets. And he will take a ball inside from Edgar Sanchez, who gave up a couple of runs unearned in that last inning. Had a missed pop-up, an error, not a double. A tough break for Stanley Consuegra. And there's a swing and a miss on a curve. To curve missed, no challenge. Rain's as heavy now as it's been all night. Still a few hardy souls sitting down beneath as this ball's fought off. And looking around the ballpark, it doesn't appear like any massive storm is here. Just going to be a miserable wet night. Broken bat, this might work out. Picked up by Lewis, the throw to first, a little offline. Zubia, though, the tag. Not thinking that wet grass maybe slowing that ball down just enough, but Ian Lewis makes a fine defensive play to retire the Mets catcher.
Absolutely. In the days of baseball tonight, you would call that one a web gem. Absolutely gorgeous barehanding play on the grass. How did he grip it? I will never figure it out how they do so well in these wet conditions, but a perfect throw just a bit up the line, but able to make a swipe tag at first to get the runner.
Zuby has been good over there. He's had to do that a couple of times. Here's the ground ball. Ooh, nice snag by the pitcher, Sanchez. He throws to first and has the out off Villalobos. You know, going back to that Lewis play, I think what helped him, and this is good defense when you know your runner, and he knew that the catcher Loyo was running, so he afforded it to go into the mitt first. He tries to barehand that ground ball off the grass. Maybe he doesn't have such luck, but gloving it first, and then again, with the way Zuby has played first base this year, just get it over there. Here's Albert Suarez taking a called strike. Suarez gets into one into center field. Allen going back has room. The wind helping that out a bit, but couldn't quite pitch it over the head of Allen. A 1-2-3 inning for Sanchez. Both pitchers did well in the second. The Mets will take their 2-0 lead to the third. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and watching on MILB TV.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Yes, it is on a soggy Thursday. Javier Atencio got that nice double play to end the second. Now he's got JV and Cody up, a 9-hitter, and he takes the ball outside. Cody's first at-bat of the series. Swing and a miss for a strike. 1-1.
Tensu got himself into trouble in the first with a couple of hits, but came back strong in the second, able to induce the double play and get out of the inning.
Cody lifts one off the end of the bat. Well, Consuegra's going to fight the wind but make the catch. Look at Suarez going all the way out there. Albert doesn't get the play a lot, so he's trying to make up for the lost time by being very active. Well, John, that does it. First time through the lineup for Atencio. He did quite well for himself. A couple of hits and a walk, but the double play and the strikeouts got him through it scoreless. Back to the top end, Watson. So it does appear that Watson's the DH tonight. Santos. On deck is the second baseman. This pitch low, it's 1-1. Foul into the seats. It's a pretty hearty crowd tonight considering the weather this afternoon and then the hour plus delay. and the fact that it's still raining. You give a lot of credit to these people coming out on a Thursday night. As this pitch misses. Challenge? No. The way Loyo and Atencio were acting, you thought might one be coming. You look at Atencio. That's a sharp-looking uniform combo, is it, with the Stars and Stripes hat and that jersey? This ball goes up and away, foul. Again, you can bid on those jerseys right now. StLucieMets.com/auction. And now until Tuesday at 9 o'clock. 2-2 pitch, a wipeout breaking ball. Watson is tagged, or yes, he is. He tried to backpedal away from Loyo, but Juan caught him. Swinging strikeout for the second out of the third.
Atencio continuing to look good on the mound. Really settling down there in the second inning, and he is in rare form right now.
And Huedy Santos takes a called strike. He gives an awkward look to Wachowski. Again, no challenge. Swing and a miss, strike two. He's thinking about that first pitch.
And you can see it by the way he swung at him, and that's definitely a point of contention for anyone really managing minor league baseball, to stay in the at-bat, to not let those close pitches affect you later on.
I think it did. He swung and missed at a pitch over his head. Better luck next time for Santos. Looks like Atencio's getting better and better. Two hits in the first, a walk in the second, 1-2-3 in the third. We go to the home third. That's up 2-0.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Alex Ramirez, leadoff man, back up, leading off the third. Against Sanchez, curveball fouled off. Sanchez been heavy on that mid-70s curve. Ramirez, a ground out to start tonight, trying to get a better grip on that bat. Pitch outside. It's up in the Jupiter dugout. Ramirez this year against Jupiter has done extremely well, hitting .350 in 10 games against the Hammerheads. Grounds another one up the middle. Diving attempt, but a miss by Rodriguez. It took a funny bounce on him. All that effort, and that'll be a hit for Ramirez.
Yeah, you said it, Adam. That short bounce in the dirt really ate him up. No chance to adjust the glove. He had already dove. And that one skips past for a single.
Jameer's 15th hit against the Hammerheads. They've limited him two doubles, though, and three RBI. So he really hasn't done a whole lot of damage. I know he, overall this season, he's got pop for extra base hits, but Jupiter, at least for their aspect, their sake, holding them to singles. Here's Consuegra reached on the air last time. And a drop pop up in shallow left. Moraine picking up as this pitch is a strike. Here's a fly deep left field. If it's fair, it's going to be gone. And that is a fair ball. Bye-bye baseball. Stanley Consuegra, a two-run shot off the recessed outfield billboards.
Stan, the man, does it again. An absolute blast into left, into the rain. Does not bother him. The Mets up now 4-0. As the long ball continues to pay dividends here in St. Lucie.
The eighth of the season for Consuegra. He just muscled it right out of here, right into the corner. I don't think he caught it on the sweet spot of the bat. And not wind-dated either. Impressive shot for Stanley. Stan the man, as John says. Strike to De Los Santos. So the Mets, in that seven-game losing streak, they kind of went on a dry spell with the homers. They've now homered in all three games of this series, and we have a challenge from De Los Santos. He thought that was a ball. I don't know. I thought it looked pretty good. Well, he knows better than I do. A win for him. Here's a ground ball to third. Quick release by Lewis in time. First out of the inning. Now let's stat cast it up for Stanley Consuegra. You know, the exit velocity on that, John, was only 90 miles per hour. They consider a hard hit ball 95. Exit velocity at 90 miles an hour. Launch angle of 25 degrees. No distance listed, but you can guess pretty close. 330 down the line, it went just above, so you're looking at about a 335. So that pretty impressive display of power to muscle that out. Looking at where the Hawkeye system caught it, it was not even a strike. Up and in on it. There's a scorcher out to short. High throw, oh, good throw. It looked high out of the hand, but Rodriguez makes a good one. That's the second out. Hammerheads think it's the third, but it is not.
Looked like half the defense was ready to come off the field, but no, there are only two outs.
Ramirez single, Consuegra homered. The next two made outs. And that, by my count, it's two, John. So here is Guerrera. Got the Mets on the board with an RBI single last time up. And he swings at a curveball in the dirt.
Guerrero is such an exciting, fun player to watch. Really loves baseball, and you can tell it when he plays.
Big swing and a miss, and he's a little bit lost in this at-bat. And takes this pitch for a third strike. Tough sequence there for Guerrero, but he's already off to a good start with the single. He'll get him again next time. Good inning for the Mets. Consuegra, the two-run shot, doubles the lead. 4-0 Mets after three.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Javier Atencio has gotten stronger as this game goes on. Let's see what he has for the Mets in the fourth. Mets, while they didn't win yesterday's game, they caught a break from a standpoint in, you know, bullpen usage. They didn't have to use one reliever yesterday. As Scott pitched very well. Five innings, three runs. Gave up a two-run homer, but those things happen. He was pitching just fine. But the Mets should have a rested and fresh pitching staff, at least from the bullpen standpoint. And Atencio plodding right along here. Throws one up, and he's fallen behind 3-0 on Lewis, the switch hitter. He's retired five straight. And two strikeouts and a double play ball in there. He clips the corner. Pitch is too high. Mets won't challenge. A leadoff walk. Bring up Brady Allen.
Atencio showed good resiliency in the first inning after putting a couple of men on. See how he does here with a runner on in the fourth.
Allen has the hardest hit ball against him tonight. Single to right field. And he'll take a called strike on this pitch. The single was 107 miles per hour for Allen. The soft throw over to first base by Atencio. I don't think I've seen him zip one over there yet.
No, that's the second lazy throw over he's had today. Not very convincing, just letting the runners know he's looking.
Pop up out of play, at least we think. The wind is picked back up, blowing it back, maybe in play. Wold makes the snag near the tarp. That's a ball that looked like it was heading over the net, foul. Then you take a look at the flags if you're here in the stadium and you see it's blowing from right to left, almost reminiscent of the Tillian go-ahead double on Tuesday night where it looked foul off the bat. The wind just kind of gradually pushed it fair. That's a good out against a tough hitter. Helpful.
You will take outs against Allen any way you can get them. A fine play there by Wold, fighting the elements, the lights, the rain, the wind. No problem.
And those who watched that on MLB TV, you saw the tarp rolled up over there, but Very shiny as the stadium lights reflect off of it. It's always good to see the tarp rolled up. And the pitch low to Zubia. And taking a look at the radar between innings, it's just a green blob sitting right on top of us. It's not red or yellow or orange. It's not a heavy rain, but it's here and it's probably going to stay a while. Pitches inside. And the team's battling each other and the elements.
Yeah, the weather's certainly not pretty right now, but has not as ugly as it was earlier today. Oh. So we are still playing, but give this crowd some credit for sticking around, though more as the rain continues to fall have been driven back under cover.
Runner goes. Pitch skips away from Loyo. Now Lewis with an easy steal, uncontested. Off on the pitch, not the bouncing ball. So a stolen base, not a wild pitch. And it's 3-0 on Zubia. So maybe Atencio grabs the ball and throws it away. One of those nights where you catch the ball back from your catcher, a new ball, and you hit it in your wet glove. And you have a wet hand. Trying to get a dry ball from a wet glove. It's going to be a battle for the pitchers. Rio pitch, a strike at 88. Took a little off to get it over. And low ball four. So two walks and sandwiched in between the pop-up. Atencio has faced these Hammerheads before on June 11th down at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Four shutout innings in relief. Got himself a save. That's his only relief appearance of the season. And he's up to now seven shutout innings against Jupiter, but this one will be tough, this eighth inning against them this year with two on and one out. And he throws one low to Santos. Correction, Rodriguez, who walked in the second. It's like, are we going to need a new rosin bag, maybe? Is that what they're discussing out there? As Alex Lowry comes to take a look. Racing Santos, the Mets, one of the Mets relievers, heading down to the bullpen, and yeah, he's going to reach under the tarp and grab the rosin bag. Now both bullpen mounds are tarped. No relief pitchers are in their bullpens. They're under the cover of the dugout. And that's what we have, a new rosin bag.
And I think if we've seen anything over the course of this year especially, grip on the baseball for a pitcher, so important to the game, so paramount for these pitchers to be able to control the baseball properly. And when that grip isn't there, you see it can have pretty disastrous results.
Fresh rosin doesn't immediately lead to a strike. Low for ball two. And that ball is quickly thrown out of play by Loyo.
And I think you'll see that on repeat tonight. Pretty much any ball that enters the dirt or touches grass probably going to be taken out of the game.
Ground ball to second. This could be two. The shuffle by Guerrero to Suarez. Back to first in time to get Rodriguez. Well done. Guerrero to Suarez to Wohl. 4-6-3 twin killing. The second double play in four innings for the Mets starter Atencio. And he has pitched four scoreless for the second time this season against the Hammerheads. Mets have a 4-0 lead. They'll bat in the home fourth when we come back to Clover Park.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No,
real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Wold, Loyo, and Villalobos bat for the Mets against Edgar Sanchez in the home fourth inning. First pitch, Wold fouls away, struck out looking in the first.
Like to see Jack Thomas going after the first pitch there. Maybe still got a little adrenaline from that nice play made in the field earlier.
Tries to slap one to left. It almost worked. Just missed that cut out of dirt right between the foul line and the Mets bullpen. Not much warning track there, but that's where it landed. So it's 0-2 on Wold. We do have activity in the Jupiter bullpen. Pitches high for a ball.
It's like they were able to peel the tarp off back there, and maybe just in time, too, as the rain is finally starting to lighten up a little bit. We may have clear skies approaching us as we get later in this game.
Clear skies? What are those things? Wold is called out on a third strike, but he will challenge this pitch. And it is a ball. No, he wins.
A couple of successful challenges by Mets batters here this evening.
Wold will roll one right side from the grass. Santos the spin and throw on target. Easier said than done in these conditions, but Anhueti Santos makes it look easy. Wold.
Much easier, and easier than it looked. I mean, he made that one look routine, but it absolutely not. He has to make a blind throw as he turns with his back to the base and ends up making it straight there. Perfect play from a rangy second baseman.
Very nice route and angle taken on that ball as Loyal bats. It's now four in a row retired by Sanchez. That's giving up the two-run homer to Consuegra. And again, looking back, it was not a bad pitch. Up and in, as Consuegra was ready. And there's a curveball for strike two on the swing. That curveball has elicited a few swings and misses tonight.
Just to finish that thought about Consuegra, you said it, he absolutely muscled that ball out, but Sanchez, like you said, did not make a bad pitch there. In fact, I think he would make that one again if given the opportunity to try and challenge Consuegra, but he was more than equal to the task that time.
just missing to Loyo. Make it 2-2. Oh, comes inside and hits him. And he beers okay. It's the last thing the Mets need is another catcher going down. Loyo, in just a couple of games, has looked up to the task of catching this pitching staff and doing all the things he needs to do defensively. He hit up high, but down to first he goes.
Number 22, designated hitter, Fernando Villalobos.
Now Villalobos up next. He was out on a comebacker, sharply hit last time. Mets lead 4-0, one on, one out, and the home fourth. And pitches outside for ball one. Ground ball over the head of Zubia, past Santos, a base hit. Loyo will push the effort and go to third. Misplay in right field by Caballero. He struggled in the wet grass to pick that ball up. And that was not going to stop Loyo from getting all the way to third anyways. Well-placed single by Villalobos into right field.
A great hustle there by Loyo on the base pass, thinking third all the way and hustling every step. You know, like you said, it did not matter that the ball was misplayed in right field. He was getting there anyway. Now Mets once again with runners at the corners, one out. Albert Suarez with a chance to do some damage. And boy, could he use a hit. He has struggled mightily at the plate so far.
Hitting exactly 100. This pitch, does it hit him? Yes, it does. So that will force Suarez to first. It will force Loyo back to third. He was ready to come in on a potential wild pitch. Second hit batter in the span of three for Sanchez. And maybe he, like Atencio last inning, feeling the effects of the wet ball, wet hand, wet glove. Not a great grip. And here comes his manager, Espada, who will signal for the new pitcher. We'll be in quite a pickle when we come back. Mets have loaded the bases, one out. They're already up four. Trying to really expand this lead. Banana Phone greets the new pitcher for the Hammerheads.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands. Featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Tyler Ekberg signed as a free agent out of Kansas State last summer. We'll take over with the bases loaded and one out. Alex Mears is due to hit. Two hit batters and the seeing eye single in the inning. Ekberg, his 18th relief appearance. Leads the Hammerheads with six saves. Certainly a different situation than a late game with the lead. Pitching early down four. 3-1 with a 2.57 ERA. Here's Ramirez up for the third time. Again, hitting over 350 against Jupiter this season. Got a double and a single tonight. First pitch, breaking ball, popped up right side. Will the wind help this stay in play? No. Going to land three rows up. A few hammerheads, including Santos, giving a look. One pitch, a grounder, could be two. Throw goes to second, and it goes into right field. Now the Mets will circle around the bases. Loyo's in. Not far behind is Villalobos. It's 6-0 Mets on the throwaway from Rodriguez, the shortstop. Trying for two, or at least one at second base. Winged it into right field. No outs recorded. The third error for Jupiter. We have fielder's choice RBI for Ramirez.
Yeah, Rodriguez really caught in a tough spot there, but you do know have to know when you're bought out there at short. Tough, would have been very tough play to get to. You have to take the short out at first. And what ended up happening, the Mets scoring two on the play on the overthrow. And that's something that's comes down to experience. You know, for Rodriguez, he'll learn from that play and probably won't make the same mistake again.
You know, looking back on that, with the way, I mean, Alex Mears isn't the fastest of fast, but he's pretty quick. On second thought, if that ball was chopped on the wet infield grass, that was probably not going to be a double play. Maybe Rodriguez with a little bit of a rush throw back behind a second. Maybe if he takes his time, perhaps even just goes to first, gets one out. Ramirez trying to run, and he will make it without a throw. And you see the juggling act by Mercado. That's another ball in the elements and a factor. His catcher's having a tough time getting a grip. And stolen base for Ramirez. That's his 11th stolen base of the month.
And for the Mets, you can only play the ball as it lies, as it were, and they continue to take full advantage here tonight.
A poke into left field. On the move is Cody. He will run into it and get the out. It will be a sac fly for Stanley Consueger, his third of this series, and the Mets have a touchdown lead at 7-0. Three RBI now for Consueger tonight. Coming home and scoring is Suarez.
Well, first the skies opened up earlier, and now this game has opened up here in the fourth inning. A 7-run lead for the Mets. With no signs of slowing down, still have a runner in scoring position for Omar De Los Santos.
Omar 0-for-2 today. Takes this curveball from Ekberg high. Now, speaking of the Consueger, he's had a good month and he's finishing it on a positive note. Came into today in June hitting .253 with .358 on base, OPS of .877, slugging .519, tied for the team lead in triples, homers, doubles, third in RBI, second in RBI. So big, big month for Consueger. Just maybe the Booster Club player of the month. Ramirez trying to steal third. The throw from Ekberg is low. The tag by Lewis gets him. Well, Lewis did all he could just to hang on to that bouncing ball and then somehow gets the tag in the chest of Ramirez for the outs. Ekberg nearly threw it away. Good inning for the Mets. They score three, helped out by a throwing error. It's a 7-0 lead through four for the home team.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucymets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Get a look at some of the between-inning scenes here at the stadium. Grounds crew, Chad and Joe, attending to the mounds. Put some turfus on it, drying agent. Robbie Robinson going with the mustache these days. Robbie said he had to change it up after the Mets had lost 7 in a row. Since the change with the mustache, 1-1. And trying to get to 2-1, looking good with a 7-0 lead through 4. And then, of course, a look into the lights. You can see the rain. I always thought, John, when you're watching a sporting event on TV, when they show that rain in the lights, it's a lot worse looking than it actually is. It's still not pleasant out there, but that shot that we just showed of the rain in the lights, it's not that bad, folks. Like it's bad, but it's not, you know, not coming down like cats and dogs.
No, but a very dramatic shot there with the
good
with
job,
the rain,
Josh, down there.
Rain coming into the lights, but no, it's very tolerable. It's been light. It hasn't affected the play too much. But like you said, the turf that's already wet and the dirt that's already soaked, that has been the major factor so far.
Well, both teams are dealing with it, so it's even that way as Caballero takes the ball high from Atencio. Atencio, the story of the night for the Mets so far, overcoming bouts of wildness with the double play ball. He's walked 3, but in each inning he's walked a batter, he's got a double play to end the inning. Cleaning up his own mess as this ball is fouled back by Caballero. Flew out to right field in the second. This is game 3 of a 6-game homestand. Probably going to be fighting the weather the rest of the week, although I think today might be the worst of it. Here's a hot ground ball. Eats up Suarez into left field. Still going. Consuegra will pick it up and get it back to Albert. Should be a hit for Caballero. Suarez, with as good as he is out there, until you should have had it. But hopefully good weather. Better weather tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. Again, this place just needs some hot air and some sun just to dry it out a bit. Cross your fingers for that tomorrow. Here's Mercado hitting to a double play last time up. He'll take a high fastball, 89.
Of course, South Florida weather being the way it is, that seems to be what you get. It's either hot and sunny or completely rainy.
We had a great first half when it came to weather, no question about it. As this ball is hit into left field, Consuegra going back and makes the catch. Mercado out off the bat. That looked like it had a great trajectory, but it sounded like the bat broke. That might have helped kill that ball high to left. One on, one out for Cody in the top of the fifth. Cody flew out to left first time up. Well, we hope the weather improves the rest of the week for a dog day tomorrow. Bark in the park, trying to get a dog up here in the booth. Last dog day was rained out. Very sad. Here's a liner into left. Base hit for Cody. And stop at first, Consuegra up so fast. Gets to that ball. Saturday fireworks and then Sunday, the game of the year, if you haven't heard by now. July 3rd, post-game fireworks, the special 6:10 start time. Treasure Coast's first fireworks show. On the Independence Day weekend. Likely to be the biggest and best as well. So get your tickets now. Assigned seating. So we have a mound visit. There's Victor Ramos. Now to talk to Atencio, who's given up two hits and three batters here. And will be about to go through the lineup third time through. So get your tickets now at stluciemets.com. The box office opens every day this week at noon. So if you don't want to pay the online fees, you can come out to Clover Park in person. Talk to our wonderful ticket ladies. They'll help you out. But again, assigned seats, so make sure you get them as soon as you can before all the good ones are gone. But they're not gone, so come anyways. There's the ball fouled away. Mets will be wearing these jerseys the rest of the week, including on Sunday. So if you buy one, if you bid one, you're going to get a four-time worn jersey. That's pretty cool. Swing and a miss from Watson. It's 0-2. Challenge with a high fastball. Watson has grounded out and struck out. And yesterday, when he struck out for the second time, he broke his bat in anger. Two fastball high. And Mets going to start bullpen activity here with one out in the top of the fifth. Tencio now over 70 pitches. 1-2 curve, and he went down. So he slips, and he's okay. So got some wet dirt clumping up on his cleats. Maybe not jiving with the drying agent. Loyal out to give him a spell. Well, he gets ahead of the lefty. 2-1-2 certainly doesn't want to lose him. Two-two, swung on and missed for strike three. Watson strikes out again. Now four strikeouts the last 2 days. No broken bat this time, but frustrated walk back to the dugout. Two down and the switch hitter Santos up. Tencio trying to polish off five scoreless innings. Off to a good start with the strike to Santos, or maybe not. Anhuedi Santos would like to challenge that pitch. And it is a ball. A win for him.
Yeah, Santos with the immediate challenge there. Ball had no sooner hit the glove than he was turning around to challenge, so he was pretty sure about that one.
Well, the strike zone, it's 57% of the batter's height. And this ball is a high bouncer to Guerrera. Will pluck it and look around for it. Can't find it, but it's right to Atencio. He barks something in frustration that he could not get that last out and spikes that ball out of play. Tough break, though. That was way up high, and even if Justin fields it, where is he going to go? Santos was likely to beat it out.
Yeah, high chopper like that takes a long time to get to the second baseman. Little to no chance, like you said, even if he fields it cleanly. He probably would have had to eat that ball even if it ended up in his mitt.
The best hope is it would have gone a little further out to him where he could catch it and step on second, but had to try to pick it on the short hop well in front of the bag. So Ian Lewis up and a chance to get Jupiter back in this game. The bases are loaded. Lewis will take a strike that he initially does not like. It won't challenge. Both teams, by my count, have two challenges left. What kind of swing was that? Whatever it was strike two. And Lewis can't quite commit.
Yeah, Lewis looked like he hadn't convinced himself to swing and ended up going all the way around.
So he'll take a moment to reset out the box and now back in. He has struck out and walked. Atencio, every time he's gotten in trouble tonight, he's managed to wiggle out of it, whether it be a strikeout or a double play. Got the bases loaded right now in 0-2, and he will step off, which is the first of two allowed. The 0-2, breaking ball, and that one is fouled away, and that one caught a piece of Loyo. And Lewis with the welfare check there. He's okay. Another awkward swing, though. A bouncer off the plate picked up by Loyo, and he will just step on home. That's a force out and the third out. So poor Justin Guerrero couldn't get the good bounce, but Loyo does. A strange two and assisted. Mets will take it. Atencio, how about this start? Five shutout innings. He and the Mets lead 7-0 at the halfway point.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat three times faster than normal, and that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco-free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco-free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Omar De Los Santos back up to the plate for the Mets after Ramirez was caught on the bases to end the fourth. Omar 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a ground out. Clean slate for Ekberg. And he gets a swing and a miss on a fastball. Final pitching line for the Jupiter starter, Edgar Sanchez. 3 1/3 innings, 4 hits, 7 runs, only 3 earned. Jupiter's made 3 errors tonight. 1 walk and 3 strikeouts. He did hit 2 batters. De Los Santos a little chase happy. Goes after the curveball to the backstop. So Ekberg, 3 inherited runs allowed. None charged to him as Omar fights it off to the right. Call the glass doctor. I'll fix your broken window. Usually they play that sound drop when the ball flies out of the stadium. That one made it to the last 2 rows. Maybe glass doctor will fix the blue seat.
Hmm.
De Los Santos fighting off a couple here, 0-2. And the slider gets him on the strikeout.
Smart pitch there. De Los Santos being aggressive as fighting off those last two pitches. Had him way out in front on that one.
William Lugo takes one tight and inside. Lugo a walk, a ground out, and a run. Soft fly into center, falling into that triangle, but Santos comes away with it. Long run for Anahuete Santos, but he gets there, almost playing center field himself.
A long winding run Santos had to make over from second. And it was him all the way. He was the only one who could get to the ball in time. He arrives on scene just in time to make the play.
Two outs, nobody on, Justin Guerrero up. And he grounds one through the hole at short, and it's through for his second hit of the night. After looking out of whack on the strikeout last time up, he comes through with the single here. Knew he'd bounce back. Now Wold will come up. So Ekberg, given a clean inning himself, has pitched better. And last inning when he inherited the bases loaded, one out. It's a tough spot for any reliever at any level. But he's got a 2.57 ERA across 17 relief appearances and six saves. So he's one of the better relievers in the league. And has done well this inning for the most part. And he throws one low to Wold. Ekberg against the Mets this season. Three appearances, five innings, six hits, one run, no walks, and 10 punch-outs. Wold hits one right off Ekberg, out to Lewis, who throws to first. Zubia with the catch on the bounce and the out. How about that? Square off the back of Ekberg. Helps with the assist. Tough break for Wold as the ricochet doesn't go his direction. Ekberg, tough guy, will walk it off. It's a scoreless inning for him. We played five, 7-0 Mets.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Taking a quick look at the replay on that. Wold, it's ground out. Well, Jack Thomas hit it on a line, 90 miles an hour, right off Ekberg. And did not bounce first. It went right on, and it hit him right on the buttocks. And then the friendly bounce right to Lewis. And Lewis, he didn't make a great throw either. He could have fired that one on, you know, on a line. Kind of an awkward jump throw almost. Old was out. Another humorous play. Here's Brady Allen against the new pitcher, Corneli. Josh was warming up to come in the sixth inning of yesterday's game. Actually came in. Was waved off shortly thereafter. Never threw a pitch as the rains came. More than rain. There's a tomahawk chopped down the third base side. Foul by Allen. So Atencio done after five. Boy, did he pitch well. Maybe he just likes pitching against the Hammerheads. Five innings of shutout ball, five hits, three walks, five strikeouts. The two double plays. He threw 79 pitches and 46 strikes. He fought the rain. Very impressive outing. Speaking of the rain, John, it stopped. Official score, Bill Whitehead, with the astute text last inning. The rain has stopped. And he said, thank you very much.
Couldn't come soon enough, especially for these fans now making their way back to the seats, enjoying some clear weather for the first time today.
A strikeout of Allen begins the night for Corneli. We need security Kenny down there to get a towel and go to each blue seat individually and wipe them down. And then have Bill Hassler inspect to make sure he did a good job. That's what I need to see.
High standards of service need to be maintained here at Clover Park.
Zach Zubia, 0 for 1 with the strikeout and a walk. He takes a slow curve for a strike. So today, kind of the opposite of yesterday, where first five innings today it rained. Now it's going to be clear for the reigning fort, where yesterday, clear for the first five, at least dry. And then the last four, forget it. Ground ball, foul to third. Yesterday, you know, I was opining, John, as the broadcast went on and the tarp got put on the field. You could see it moving from across up by the dump. The rain going away. And you could see the clear out there. You could see it coming. It's like, all right, what's going to pass above us will be just fine. And then it just exploded on top of us. Here's a fly to deep right, flagged down by De Los Santos. Retired Zubia. That was one of those rare things where you think you're in the clear and it's going away and you'll be fine. And all of a sudden it just starts raining. You're like, well, where's this really rain coming from? And the next thing you know, we're battening down the hatches. The entire field is flooded. The lightning strikes were very close. People in the stands headed for cover. There were children screaming. Lightning was scary. It was awfully scary. And I look at the radar, and it literally just blew up right on top of Clover Park, something that I didn't really anticipate. At least those of us who use the free weather apps, those who pay for such things, knew it was happening. And a swing and a miss from Rodriguez.
I'll just go to show you, it always pays to have that insider info.
Yeah. So it was absolutely the right call to wave the teams off the field. It became pretty clear once the rains did start coming that even though it was a day game, it was not going to be playable the remainder of the day or night. One of those vicious Florida summer storms. 2-1 changeup, good pitch. That'll even it up 2-2 for Corneli. He's going for a 1-2-3 inning. Not on this pitch, too far inside. 7-0 Mets, two outs. Nobody on base in the top of the sixth. Three, two pitch. Corneli gets a swing and a miss on a fastball. Good inning from him. He strikes out two, retires the side in order. Five and a half innings in the books. Mets lead on this Thursday night 7-0.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
We are the Mets, catcher number 44, Ron Loyo.
Our friend Malcolm Harris-Gowdy with the Florida Special Olympics doing the PA announcing today. Introducing the Mets batters with some flair. Fans have reacted well to that. The players too. Ron Loyo. There he comes. You see him on your screen on the bottom left. It's a good overhead view of Clover Park. See, you could never tell that the outfield is super soggy and it rained all day here. She's a beaut. A beaut, Clark. This ball is fouled away. See our, some of our fans behind home plate have vacated. Tonight, you know what tonight was, John? We didn't even mention it yet. Dollar night. They're still down there at the Budweiser Terrace. Even at the Jim Beam Bar. $2 hot dogs. $1 Bud and Bud Light. $1 soda, $1 popcorn. That's every Thursday home game all season.
Gotta love a Thursday night. Beers for a buck. Can't beat that deal. If you weren't already excited to come out to the ballpark, you will be if you're paying a dollar for a beer.
Tomorrow night is the return of the $40 all you can drink. They did that the last Friday home game as Loyo goes down on a slider. That's all you can drink. Cocktails, beer, draft beer, seltzers for $40. Includes your ticket. You get exclusive access to the Jim Beam Bar. And just go to the ticket window, show your ID, pay the $40, and have a good time out there. It's lasts until the middle of the 7th or 8 o'clock, whichever comes first. And I guess in that aspect, you root for a rain delay.
$40, that includes admission. I don't know if you're going to find a better value at a ballpark anywhere. And well-located, the Bourbon Bar out there in left. Perfect home run porch territory.
Yeah, yesterday... Carlos Dominguez, boink, right off the top. His 15th of the year. Some good sponsorship by Jim Beam out there. On your MILB TV coverage. People get a kick out of it. Whenever we post a video of a home run out there, somebody's got a comment about the Jim Beam bar. No 2 pitch is outside on Villalobos. Fernando singling a ground out today. Scored a run. A We just have an automatic third strike call?
We did. That was a called strike three for time there against Loyo. Took too long to get back in the box.
Yeah. Automatic strike. See the automatic ball four more frequently than the automatic strike three. Two strikeouts for Ekberg. That's the easy strikeout. Well, yesterday, Christian Scott was dinged for an automatic ball four. He then retired the next three in a row, so it didn't matter. But, you know, John, I don't know if you know, but or if anybody out there listening knows, the Florida State League has dealt with a pitch clock since 2016. We were the first ones. And that's one of the benefits of being a minor league team in these beautiful Grapefruit League ballparks with all the technological advancements for spring training. You know, they can kind of use, you know, that to their advantage, the MLB and MILB offices. But that was when MLB and MILB were separate. And the umpires back then, they didn't enforce it like they're enforcing it now. And they were told by MILB to enforce it, but it got to the point where the clock's running down, they either ignore it or they wave it off, and it was just, players were in tune with it, but they weren't getting penalized when they violated it, probably as much as they should. But now that MLB has taken over the minors, you know, this is coming from, you know, the top. This is one of these initiatives with the pitch clock, and these umpires are told you have to enforce these things. And, you know, they're being watched as Suarez challenges this pitch. And it's a strike. He lost it.
Pitch has been challenged.
It's a strike.
Count is 3 balls and 2 strikes.
Full count for Suarez. Hit by a pitch last time. Came around and scored. Now the 3-2 from Ekberg. Soft liner will clear the glove of Lewis for base hits. Suarez trying for a hustle double. The off-balance throw to second. Not in time. Hustle double for Suarez. And left fielder Cody, good effort. Coming in and making an off-balance one-hop throw. But Suarez doesn't get a lot of hits. That might be his first extra base hit.
And right on time for him. Like you said, Suarez batting an even buck for the season, but stretching that one into a double. Big-time aggression on the base pass. It pays off for him. And you know he would love to use that as a springboard to get his head in the game at the plate this season.
He had 5 hits coming into the game. That was his first extra base hit. You know, off the schneid there. Ramirez is up. And Alex will swing at the high slider for a strike. So, yes, even this deep into the season, you know, the pitch clock, you know, the umpires are going to call ball fours and strike threes if batters and pitchers are not ready. The Mets have now experienced that 2 days in a row each side. Ramirez fights one foul. But the pitch clock is coming, probably sooner than later and probably sooner than the robo strike zone, per se. Part of the new collective bargaining agreement. You know, Rob Manfred can institute a rule on his own with a 45-day notice. And Suarez is now hung up. Ekberg will throw back to second. The tag by Santos gets him. Now both Suarez and Ramirez running into outs against Ekberg tonight. But a double by Albert. Good for him. That completes the sixth inning. Off to the seventh. Mets 7, Hammerheads nothing. On the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and MILB TV.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit StLucieMets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Josh Cornelius had one of his best innings in maybe a while. Struck out two. Got a fly out, just 15 pitches. Here he goes in the seventh. Swinging a foul by Caballero. Caballero, the right fielder, one for two with the single. Cornelius making his 17th relief appearance. One save. 2-3 record, 6.85 ERA. Cornelius against the Hammerheads this season. Better than his season average, four games, including two finished. 5 2/3, six hits, and two runs. For this foul, it's 0-2. Such a great uniform and hat combination this week. There's a fly into center. Ramirez chalking in, and he won't get there. It lands a few feet in front of him. I don't know if he got a great read on that. Wasn't exactly racing hard off contact. A soft single for Caballero. He's 2-3 now.
I'm not sure Ramirez saw the ball off the bat immediately. He took the standard step back for the center fielder, but did not, like you said, did not take off the way he should have. Wasn't charging hard, and the ball ended up landing in front of him for a weak single.
Change up outside to Mercado. It's 0-2 with the double play and a ground out. 7-0 Mets here. That's a challenge for the Mets, and we await the call. Let's rule the ball. The Mets are out. Not a challenge, but 7th inning up 7-0. They hope that that will not be a factor. One out. Good pitch, swung on and missed. Another changeup. Scores from around the league. I don't know if other teams have dealt with weather issues tonight, but the Mets, you know, in the top of the seventh are, you know, not that far behind other teams, considering we started an hour and 2 minutes late. Line drive eats up Lugo into left field. All the way to the wall, sticks under the wall. Hands thrown up by Consuegra. Umpires are going to let this play out. Mercado is going to round third and score. It's going to be an inside the park home run for the moment. Lawry, the field umpire, will run out and confirm if Consuegra is correct that ball is lodged. I think it is. And this should be a ground rule double. And that looks to be the call. That wedged itself in there. Consuegra. Now, I always thought that was a risky play because if you dig it out, and it's not a hard thing to dig out, then you can stop the play, but if you let it go, you're basically putting the umpire's hands. And the right call, though, by Lawry, that was wedged. So a ground rule double by Mercado. That ball had some steam on it, John, to go all the way to the wall on the wet grass after started on the infield grass. Hot shot.
Absolutely. Very well struck and turned on.
So a chance for Jupiter. Getting down to the wire for them. Trailing 7-0, a chance to get a couple across. And two in scoring position and nobody out. Batter is Cody, the nine hitter. Ball and a strike. Waiting for that double the register and the system. Curious on the exit velocity of how hard that was hit. 105 off the bat. No chance for Lugo. Here's a chance for Lugo. He will field it, check the runner, go to first. Just does get the speedy Cody back to the second base. Not quite in time to double up Mercado. But Caballero scores, and the Hammerheads are on the board in the top of the seventh. The RBI ground out by Cody. Lugo almost took too long, but he did not. Really chased Mercado back to that bag.
Just a smart play there at third. Knows he has no chance to get the runner at home. Watches the runner back to second. Strong throw to first. Took exactly what he could get from the play.
Now look in the Jupiter bullpen as they have a reliever throwing. The three innings from Ekberg. So 7-1 here. Back to the other games around the Florida State League. And down the road in Palm Beach. They're in the bottom of the fifth of a 1-0 game. That was scheduled to start at 6:30. My guess is it's only 1-0 in the fifth. They did not start at 6:30. They started at 7:02. It's now 1-1. Lakeland and Clearwater in the eighth inning, 5-2 Clearwater. That game did start on time. There's a ground ball foul by Watson. Tampa is up 5-3 in the middle of the ninth at Bradenton. Tampa, last place record in the West in the first half and overall in the first half in the FSL, on the verge of 5-1 to start the second half if they can finish off the Marauders. 1-2 pitches inside, so perhaps a second half turnaround for Rachel Balkovic's club. We'll see. No score between Dunedin and Fort Myers. In Fort Myers, that game, an hour and 15-minute delayed start. Delays all over the place today. Welcome to the FSL in June and July. 2-2 pitch. Watson goes golfing and missing. Three strikeouts for him, and the frustration continues to build. The Marlins' first-round pick from last year. Strikeout the last two times yesterday and three out of four times tonight. So Anhueti Santos is up. It's 2-for-3 with a couple infield hits. And after second and third no outs, Cornelius got a chance to limit the damage to one run. A swing and a miss. By the way, the Mets in the second half are 1-4. That's last place in the East by three games over against Palm Beach. Of course, Palm Beach, the Mets played last weekend. First three games of the second half, all won by the Cardinals. Jupiter 3-2. Here's a fly ball, deep right field by Santos, and he has left the yard. A long two-run home run. He did not miss. That'll make it 7-3. With two outs in the seventh, and don't count out the Hammerheads just yet.
Big-time swing from Santos. Cornelli fed him one over the plate, and he devoured it. As that one launched into the night, into right field. Santos having a busy day at the plate and in the field, and drawing the Hammerheads closer there with a two-run shot.
For a reliever, Cornelli does give up quite a few home runs. That's the fifth one he's allowed. 22 innings, and the second game in a row with the home run. So had a chance to finish out the inning with the 7-1 lead. It's been trimmed 7-3. And here's Ian Lewis. He takes one inside. Get the StatCast numbers on that long ball. Prepare to be impressed. Exit velocity at 97 miles per hour. So the ground ball double was harder. Pitch came on a changeup, 368 feet. A 31-degree angle. And a good shot to right field. Hang time of 5 seconds flat changeup was inside corner at the knees. 2-1 pitch fouled off. Is that pitch count or not?
Looks like time was given. Crinelli opted to throw the pitch anyway. Not sure whether that was out of frustration at the late time call or maybe just wanted to stay loose.
That would have been ball three. Now a true ball three as that dips low. Mets looks like getting Rayson Santos ready down in the bullpen. Yep. 3-2 pitch, check swing on appeal. Lewis didn't go. That's a walk.
Tight call there, but a nice job by Lewis to lay off.
And we'll see if Robbie Robinson lets Cornelius try to finish this inning. First, we're going to have a mound visit from Victor Ramos. So three runs in the inning. Now a walk, and Allen, a good hitter in his own right, 243 average, seven homers, leads the team with 37 RBIs. Got a chance to really tighten things up. 7-3 lead for the Mets, and Jupiter still has an out in the seventh, the entire eighth and ninth. Mets bullpen really good in the win on Tuesday, maybe a bit overshadowed by the fact the offense put up a six spot to come back, but Juarez, McLaughlin, and Gomez combining for five shutout innings, that's not something that has happened frequently for this pitching staff. And again, John, this pitching staff is, you know, it's been stripped down between injuries and promotions. Mets don't quite have the electrifying arms that they did at the start of the season. So slipped a little bit on the mound in recent weeks. We're trying to hold it together here. As Allen is up, and he chases this changeup for strike one. Pickoff throw. Lewis is safe. Lewis stole second base in the fourth. He's in an interesting spot. He does not have a big lead at all. 0-1 pitch swung on and missed. You know, if you're Jupiter, you start counting outs. You know, you're down, you know, only have so many outs left, so you can't afford to make one on the bases, but you definitely want to set up a potential RBI single for Allen. And it doesn't look like Lewis will be running. We're nearly the 0-2. Fastball at the knees for strike three. Challenge coming? Yes. Surprised it took that long. But do they have enough challenges left? Or will the umpire allow it? Did he take too long? We all kind of wait. Well, Angel Espada is going to come and argue this. I thought he called it in time if they have one left, but it's a strikeout. Cornelius will take it. Three runs score for Jupiter. At the seventh inning stretch, it's a 7-3 Mets lead.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Let's go back to the field.
Checking in on that last call. Was it a strike or not on the challenge? John, it would have been a strike. So it's a moot point whether the challenge was in time or whether the Hammerheads had a challenge left. Cornelly did throw a good pitch. Now we have a new pitcher on the mound. Yuri Jimenez. He replaces Ekberg. Ekberg throwing 2 2/3. He did not allow one of his own runs, but did allow three inherited runs to score. Facing Ramirez, 1-3, the run and an RBI. This pitch comes in. Ekberg, no walks, 3 strikeouts. Jimenez begins his night with a walk. Down to first goes Ramirez. And Stanley Consuegra will come up. 1-2 today with a 2-run homer and 3 driven in. Breaking ball will bend him back. Jimenez, 20th relief appearance for him, 1 save. He's got a sub-1 ERA, 0.88. Just 3 earned runs in 31 innings. 18 walks and 39 strikeouts, but off to a rough start here as he has yet to find the strike zone.
With Consuegra at the plate, not someone you want to make a mistake to. Launched that one well over the left field wall earlier in the game. Now at bat with a man on. Still no outs for the Mets.
Curb stays up.
Consuegra wisely staying patient in this at bat.
Reach the stage now where he just might be forced to make him throw a strike before he swings at one.
Absolutely, Adam. When you see a pitcher having this kind of a trouble, I will keep the bat on my shoulder until he throws a strike.
Not really the Mets' way this year. They are a swinging bunch. And a 3-0. Well, Stanley will let it pass for a strike. So you're right, John. He's going to force him to throw one over.
You hardly ever want to give a strike away at the plate, but this is one of those situations where it's best to take a pitch.
He goes after this pitch.
Swager being a little greedy there, swinging at ball four. Tough to blame him, though, with that monster shot he hit earlier.
Foul tip. Four, strike three. Bounce back there for Jimenez. Couldn't find a strike. Ends up getting a strikeout. And Omar is next. He takes a strike, and he wants the challenge. And that's how many left? We're just going to keep going here. Well, you won it. I'm going to have to get with Will, the ABS tech, after the game and get my challenges straightened out. I thought the Mets were done. High slider. 2-0. Foul tip for strike one. Mets scored a couple in the first inning. Helped out by a single and an error. Two-run homer in the third made it 4-0, and then three runs in the fourth. There's a fly towards the bullpen, and that is going to be caught. Nifty catch by Caballero. The relievers scatter about. Debo Santos is out number two.
Nice play there by Caballero on a slicer away from him, communicating with his teammates in the bullpen to give him room, and they gave him plenty as Caballero on his horse over there from right field.
William Lugo, look out, inside. Does Ramirez know he can go to second? There he goes. Alex kind of stuck at first base, but jogs up to second. That's a wild pitch. Not sure how Lugo got out of the way of that.
Yeah, that one nearly clipped him, Adam, but Ramirez almost looked like he didn't want to go to second there, being very conservative on the base pass. The ball was well past the catcher.
And still, I mean, it's, you know, we're not at the point in the game where the Mets, you know, should be standing down. So if you can get to second, Tried to do that. A lot of times in lopsided games late, you see the batter or the runner just stay put, but it's still in the balance. Lugo looking for a two-out RBI hit. He hits one hard on the ground. Gloved by Rodriguez. The spinorama throw picked by Zubia. So good over there. Zach Zubia has saved the Hammerheads bacon a few times tonight. And that will retire the side. No runs to the Mets, no hits, no errors, one man stranded. We played seven innings, and the Mets have a 7-3 lead. Welcome to the broadcast booth. He's John, I'm Adam. Fun night at the ballpark. John, a late start, an hour and 2 minute delay. We played through the rain for the first five innings. The Mets seemed to play well through the elements. A couple of double plays from the starter, Atencio. The Mets taking advantage of the miscues, three errors for the Hammerheads. And here we are, the Mets trying to take a 2-1 series lead late on a Thursday night.
Yep, it's been a good game for the Mets so far. Yes, they've taken advantage of a couple of errors in the field by the Hammerheads, but they've done well to help their own cause. Stanley Consuegra, of course, going yard earlier for that two-run shot, holding a big 7-0 lead. Hammerheads have closed the gap to 7-3, and it looks like Grayson Santos for the rest of the way for the Mets, and he absolutely possesses the ability to shut the door.
Yeah, hard thrower, was the Mets starter closer at the start of last season. Kind of struggled. He was in Brooklyn to start this season, sent down. Got to throw a few more strikes, and this will be a good test for him as he tries to finish off the Hammerheads over these last two. We'll send it back down to the fields where the Mets will be on the mound and playing defense. In the top of the eighth, there's a look at Santos filling in for Cornelius, who was a little rocky there in his second inning of relief work. but he did throw a 1-2-3 sixth. Santos will face Zubia, Rodriguez, and Caballero. Santos, just two games so far for the Mets since being sent down from Brooklyn. Five hits and three runs in three innings. The hit batter, a walk in, two strikeouts. And again, he's a guy who can throw in the mid to high 90s. Has to throw strikes. The Mets, well, they've scuffled. They lost seven in a row. And they snapped the losing streak on Tuesday, but then lost yesterday, although they weren't given the full opportunity. Let one maybe slip away in the fifth inning. Not much you can do to fight the weather. So kind of brush that one off to the side and try to make it 2 9-inning games in a row with a win. Here is Zubia. He was 0 for 2 at the walk. Santos delivers a fastball up at 94. So your official line for Cornelli, 2 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, a walk and 4 strikeouts on 41 pitches. And a fastball low. Fastball too high. Changeup, rather. 3-0. Ball 4. 4-pitch walk. Well, nothing will quite bring a team back in the fold like walks. And Santos last season with St. Lucie in 35 innings, 22 walks, 44 strikeouts. This season in Brooklyn, 19 walks and only 17 innings. Hard to keep a player at that level unable to throw strikes. So he's back down here to throw more strikes in a lower pressure environment. Starts Rodriguez with a strike and then a ground ball. Stopped by Wold somehow. Throws to second for one. Suarez's throw back is not going to be in time. But Jack Thomas Wold, what a defensive play with the sprawling dive to his right, taking a hit away from Rodriguez. And the wherewithal to get the lead runner.
And a hit that might have been two. Speared there at first by Wold. Stealing an potential extra base hit. And getting the lead runner at second. Just a terrific play by the first baseman who has really shown some fielding ability here in St. Lucie.
It's one of his best of the year. He had that nice catch earlier on the tarp in the rain, too. Now Caballero up, and he will slash one out of play off to the right. Ground ball off the bat of Rodriguez was at 91 miles per hour, and keep in mind that Wold was, you know, holding on the runner, so he wasn't backed up. Here's a tapper that could be too. Suarez will take it himself to second. The jump throw is too high. Caballero hustled through. Suarez, I think, John, did the right thing taking it himself. The flip would have been cost him too much time.
Absolutely a smart play there by Suarez to run and take it himself. Really didn't have much of a chance to get the runner at first, but got the sure out at second. And now with two down, Santos in a position here to get himself into the ninth inning with no damage done.
Gian Mercado made a ground rule double in the seventh inning, ended up scoring. There's a good slider for a swing and a miss. So a leadoff walk, but then two nice defensive plays to get the lead runners. Santos a chance to keep the Mets up 7-3. They're in the eighth. Check swing, ball put in play, not put in play. Made contact, but off to the side.
Santos really had him fooled there, swinging on a ball at almost at the letters. Came high and tight, induced the swing.
O-2 slider outside. Santos falling off the side of the mound. Tried to get the chase from Mercado. One-two, he gets the chase on the high fastball at 93. Good inning for Santos. Like to see that resiliency after the four-pitch walk. Got the next three with ease. That'll send the game to the home eight. The Mets will look for a little insurance. They lead game three of the series 7-3.
Synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom. Proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Justin Guerrera bidding for a three-hit game. His third game back for St. Lucie. Singles in the first and fifth tonight, including an RBI. Mets lead this game 7-3. They've led it since the home first inning. Eris Jimenez throws a fastball low at 92 for ball one. Take a spin around the Mets organizational scoreboard tonight as Guerrero swings through a fastball. New York, the big Mets off today. They finished June with the winning month. That's great, their first winning June since 2012. But they didn't finish it like they would have liked as Guerrero wears one up high on the shoulder. No on base for the third time, but not a three-hit night like he was hoping for. So New York on a three-game losing streak. They go 0-4 against the Astros. Astros also have done well against the Yankees this season. The Astros just beat the Yankees in a one-game quick series, one of those lockout makeup games today, 2-1. So Houston having a good time spoiling New York's party. I think the Mets and the Astros were the Mets and the Yankees were the two best teams in all the major leagues, and then they both ran into the Astros, and now... Well, the Yankees are still the best record, but the Mets have fallen a little bit behind. But hopefully for the Mets, easier days ahead. They got a string of games coming up against the Reds, the Rangers, the Marlins again, and eventually a showdown with the surging Braves. And trimmed about 7.5 games off the Mets' division lead in the span of a month.
Well, I think a 14-game winning streak that comes one shy of a franchise record will do that for any team. Atlanta, the hottest team in baseball in June. The Mets fighting to stay in front. Pending tonight's game, they'll be either 3 or 3.5 games in front.
Well, Philly beat Atlanta 14-4, so I guess thanks to the Phillies there. Phillies salvage a game in that series. 3-0 pitches fouled off, so Wold taking a cut.
But the big Mets really fighting through what ended up being a difficult June for the team. They had a tough West Coast road trip, ended up splitting that. So getting out of there with a 500 record was a wild success against very good teams out west, playing teams like L.A. and San Francisco. And then they're due to potentially get their two big starters back. Scherter pitched those two games for Binghamton last week, and we're still waiting on the return of Jacob deGrom, but with their aces back.
Wold hits one deep right center field that will hit at the bottom of the wall. Wheels turning for Guerrera. He's going to score. Wold trying for a triple, head first slide, and he's in. Jack Thomas Wold to the deepest part of the park, an RBI triple, an insurance run for the Mets, who now lead 8-3.
Beautifully placed there by Wold. Like you said, the furthest part of the ballpark, and he found it all the way around for a big three-bagger, extending the lead up to 5. Which should be more than enough for Santos in the 9th. But the Mets still at bat and still dangerous. Man on third with no outs.
And a chance to go up 6. Infield in for the Hammerheads with Loyo up. And this pitch, what a stop by Mercado. Saves a wild one and a run for the moment. But we'll triple. 100 miles an hour exit velocity. Again, it didn't quite get the distance, didn't catch the distance, but a launch angle of 28 degrees. Came on a fastball at 93. That was way out of the strike zone up high. Wold turned on it. Pitch down and in by Jimenez. Yeah, the Mets had that tough West Coast road trip, and then they came home and they stole a series against the Astros and the Brewers. There's a pitch up high. So it gets a little softer in July, not the Braves withstanding. And then we'll see if the Mets can get Scherzer and DeGrom back at some point. DeGrom threw a live batting practice yesterday here in the morning, just before the rain came. Faced a couple of St. Lucie Mets hitters who were off, scheduled to be off that day, Loyo and De Los Santos. 27 pitches. The Mets did not announce next steps. The Mets off today, so no surprise that no announcement came. But we'll wait and see with DeGrom, and I'm sure the Twitterverse will let us know before we know what happens. So keep your eyes peeled, and we'll see. Scherzer all but declared himself good to go. I think he's said after his first game with the Romo Ponies in Binghamton, he did not want to be a Romo Pony anymore. Just when you think you're out, they drag you back in, the Rumble Ponies. One more game. Here's a soft fly into center field for Loyal. That's going to do the trick to bring home Wold. It's a 9 spot for the Mets. RBI single for Loyal.
And what a time for his first hit of the season. Loyal taking advantage of a pulled-in infield, flaring it over everyone and into a big gap between second and center field.
Loyo's a really good defensive catcher. And the Mets need that now that Drake Osborne's gone for the rest of the season with that shoulder tear. But any offense Loyo can add is certainly helpful. He's gotten on 2 out of 4 times tonight. He's driven in a run and scored a run. The Mets will certainly sign up for that production for him. And Yuris Jimenez, one of the best relievers in the Florida State League, is off tonight, raising his came in with a sub-1 ERA at 0.88. Real-time ERA is now 1.42. He's yet to record an out here in the 8th. A hit batter, a triple, and a single. Fernando Villalobos looked for a 2-hit game. 1-4-3. Single on a run back in the 4th. Takes a big cut and has strike 1. As for the rest of the Mets organization, looks like all the affiliates are in action today. One suspended game down in the Dominican Republic. Syracuse walked off Lehigh Valley 7-6 in 10 innings tonight. newly signed Kramer Robinson walks with the bases loaded. What a way to win it. Khalil Lee, old friend, scores. Nick Plummer and Khalil Lee batting 1-2 in that order. They were with the New York Mets a short time ago. Kramer Robertson, former Palm Beach Cardinal.
Nick Plummer trying to do his best Patrick Mazika impression, having early success for the Mets, hitting that game winner a couple of weeks ago.
Here's a pitch low for ball four. Villalobos draws a walk. That's now all four batters for the Mets in this eighth inning have reached. And still nobody throwing in the bullpen for the Hammerheads. That's going to change right now as Albert Suarez comes up. First and second for the Mets. Nobody out. We've already played a two in the inning to extend the lead back to six runs. 9-3. Now Suarez has a hit tonight. Hit by pitch. He might try a bunt, maybe. Or is the lead at a point now where you let him swing away and he wants to swing away? I think he wants to swing away. He takes a strike. Colin Holderman pitched a scoreless inning with two strikeouts for Syracuse. He was on the New York Mets injured list and began a rehab assignment with Syracuse and then was optioned to Syracuse. Mets might need him back. Probably will at some point. A fly foul into the bullpen. Strike two. Hartford beat Binghamton 14-4 today. Hartford finding life easier against Rumble Ponies pitching tonight than last night when Scherzer was dealing. Brooklyn closing in on a win at Hudson Valley. They're at 5-1 in the ninth. Grant Hartwig on to try to close it out. Grant, 0.68 ERA this season. Not a save situation, but he's got a lot of saves this year.
Really just continuing the great success he enjoyed here at St. Lucie, earning him a very quick promotion.
He had three saves for the Mets and three chances. He's already 6 out of 6 for Brooklyn. There's a swing and a miss, and Suarez strikes out. I relayed the story when Grant was at the end of his time in May that he told the crowd here on Faith and Family Night that he graduated from Miami of Ohio. He was done with baseball. He didn't get drafted. He was going to go to medical school, and then he got a call from the Mets and say, hey, we want to sign you as an undrafted free agent after the last year's draft. And he didn't know what to do. Do I try this baseball thing out, or do I, begin my medical career? He said he was really toiling with the decision, and one day he's driving his car. Some truck pulls out in front of him wildly. Tailgate flies open, and a bucket of baseballs falls out on the street. And Grant said, right there, I think I'm going to try baseball. And it's working out for him and the Mets. Maybe one of those diamond in the roughs, Grant Hartwig.
What a story it would be if he goes on to have an outstanding career caused by a bucket of baseballs.
Hopefully Grant can finish it out tonight up in Brooklyn. Back to the top, and Ramirez for the Mets. He's reached base three times today. And he can't check his swing there. He goes around, pitching the dirt. In the FCL, they had a day game against the Cardinals down in Jupiter. Rained out. Try it again on July 12th. And the Dominican Republic had rain, too. He couldn't make it in nine innings, either of those teams. Here's a liner to left. That's going to fall fair and roll. Not quite to the track, but it's a run-scoring double for Ramirez. Boyo scores. Three runs in the inning for the Mets, and they have put up a 10 spot.
Another sweet swing there by Ramirez. Knew exactly what he wanted to do with it, waited on it, and placed it in the right all the way around for a double. Another run scores for the Mets. And they are just taking it to the Hammerheads all over them now. A 10-3 lead.
Angel Espada going to let Jimenez stay out there. It's not been his inning. A rocket into left center field. That will be down for a hit. For Consuegra, he will cruise into second with a two-run double. He's driven in five tonight.
What a game for Stanley. Affecting the game at the plate and in the field. Five ribbies and the Mets just exploding here in the eighth inning.
12-3 Mets, five runs, and that will do it for Jimenez. Jimenez came into today's game having given up four runs all season in 30 and two-thirds innings. He has given up five here in the eighth, recording just one out. Not his night. Big jump in the ERA. Espada out to make the pitching change. All Mets in this one, 12-3.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucymets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along, and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, five Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Jake Strand, the new pitcher, facing Omar De Los Santos. Mets getting 12 runs on 10 hits, but no hits for their number three hitter, Omar De Los Santos. On to have a number three hitter in the lineup, not involved in a big offensive night. See if he can pick up a hit this inning. Give the Mets a 10-run lead. And swing and a miss for strike two. Strand trying to clean up this game for the Hammerheads. Relief appearance 16 for him. Pitch inside. 1-2. Double for Stanley Consuegra, his 14th of the season. Right up there among the team leaders. De Los Santos has 15. De Los Santos, a bleeder for a base hit. Consuegra given the stop sign. Mercy shown by Robbie Robinson. And no RBI for Omar, but good to see him pick up a hit. I don't know if there's any other Mitt other than Lugo coming up right now who does not have a hit. Ramirez has got a couple. Stanley has two. Omar 1, Guerra 2, World Loyal Villalobos, Suarez all with 1. See if they can make it all 9 players with the hit. Lugo does have a walk and a run tonight, so production no matter what happens. Mets haven't really been in this situation for a while. The 7-game losing streak, having lost 8 out of 9 at one point. When you think about their 2 wins recently since they've won the division. They won that game 7-6 over Tampa when Omar made that crazy catch in the corner to save the game. Then they won on Tuesday, but they were down 5-1 in the 7th inning. So it was still a ball game trying to finish out the 8th and 9th today. Took a 2-run lead in the first, built it to 7. It was whittled down to 7-3, but you never felt like the Mets were truly threatened. And then the 5 spot here in the 8th to break it open. It's been a while. I think a nice relaxing feeling down there in the dugout. It's almost everybody has a hit. Guys have pitched well. One of those true full team wins. At least the Mets are heading in that direction. Here's the ball fouled back, and that's going to go off the roof and down. Lugo, the 9th man in the inning to hit. First 4 made it. Suarez struck out. He's the only out in the inning. Consecutive doubles and a single. There's another potential hit, a fly to left. Cody can't line it up. A base hit for Lugo. And now all 9 Mets have a hit tonight. Consuegra scores 13-3 Mets. They're up by 10.
Well, it looks like William Lugo got his invitation. It is a hit party tonight for the Mets, and everyone is invited.
For the second time in 3 games in this series, the Mets will bat around in an inning. In the 7th inning on Tuesday, and now Guerra brings us full circle here in the 8th. Hit by a pitch to start the inning. Probably didn't think he'd get back up. He fouls one straight back, big cut. Now this is when the fun begins when you're a hitter like Guerra. The insurance runs have scored. You had a huge lead. You can really try to put a jolt into one. Swings and misses at a Schrand slider. Two pitch and a swing and a miss on a dirt ball. So the second out of the inning is recorded a strikeout. And now Wold will hit. Drove in the first insurance run of the inning for the Mets. That triple was his first triple of the season. He's 1-for-4. And a pitch outside. A little surprised that Rayson Santos hasn't returned to the bullpen. Warm up a little bit. Sitting in that dugout for a while. Time called. Mets are going to be gleeful to be able to play in these jerseys again tomorrow. These special jerseys so far this season, they've been one and done. But we'll wear these throughout the remainder of the homestand. It's hard to tell a player he can't wear the same jersey when he's on a team that just put up a 13 spot.
A They'll wear it again. They'll probably ask them not to wash it. They don't want to get the juju off. They have been locked in at tonight at the plate.
There's a ground ball off the plate. I do recall in 2019, around the same time, the Mets had their military appreciation jerseys under then-manager Chad Kruder. And the Mets were scheduled to wear them, I think, on a Saturday and be done. And the Mets won, and Chad's like, oh, no, we're wearing them again on Sunday. No problem, coach. Curveball for a strike. Make it 2-2.
It's that kind of managerial decision-making you know the players appreciate. But not to belabor the point, I think you're right, Adam. These are probably the classiest jerseys the Mets might wear all season. And, yeah, I'm partial because it's Military Appreciation Week, but these are excellent. Get your bids in now. You might be facing me as a bidder because I think I have my eye on one of these.
They'll go fast. You got till Tuesday. Three strikeouts in the inning, but it was not good pitching by the Hammerheads. Mets end up scoring 6 in an inning for the second time in 3 games. They now have a commanding 13-3 lead. Santos coming on to finish it off when we come back.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Santos trying to wrap this up without too much drama. Mets trying to get their second win of the second half. Stay at least just 3 back of first place Palm Beach. First pitch, a strike to JV and Cody. Then a ball. Palm Beach and Daytona, by the way, tied at 1 in the 10th. Good one down there in Jupiter. It's all divisional matchups this week. Jupiter versus St. Lucie and Daytona versus Palm Beach. The ball fouled away. Mets go to Daytona next week, our first and only full 6-game road trip to Daytona. 27 divisional games at Roger Dean Stadium between Jupiter and Palm Beach this year, but only 9 at Daytona. And a 3-game series to start the season there. Gosh, going back, it was quite different, John. I was in a hoodie broadcasting, temperatures in the 60s at game time. Ground ball, this one past Wold for a base hit for Cody.
Another hot shot off the bat. This one too much for Wold. With the plays he made earlier, not much more you can expect him to do with that. He has been excellent in the field so far this afternoon.
So Cody, who doesn't play a whole lot from the 9 spot today, 2-for-4, and has driven in a run. Back to the top in Watson. And 3 strikeouts tonight and 5 strikeouts in his last 6 at-bats. takes this pitch outside. It'll be a little bit of a throwback to the minors at the end of this week. We're going to play a night game on Sunday here and then have a night game on Monday in Daytona. Here's a looper into right center field. Ramirez on the run. He's got it. Watson makes contact, but he's out number one. Finish 0 for 5. So a night game at home followed by a road game the next day at night. That's back to the old days. The last two seasons, it's always been a Monday off day. So you'd always have the off day and then could travel on the Tuesday. And we'll flip the script pretty fast. Daytona opting to have its fireworks celebration on Monday, July 4th, as opposed to Tuesday, July 5th. And we'll still get the off day Tuesday, July 5th, and that'll be good for the guys. Off day on the beach in Daytona on Tuesday. Nothing to do but golf and lay on the beach. Stay in a beachside resort right in the water. 0-1 pitch swung on and missed on Santos.
Not too many better locations around than a midsummer vacation day in Daytona Beach.
If you're going to have a full off day on the road, Daytona's a good place to be. No offense to the other fine cities in the minors. There's a pitch low. Then we'll pick it up again, the series in Daytona on Wednesday, play it through Sunday, and back to normal. 1-2 pitch, and Santos gets a fly ball from the other Santos. Who wants it? Ramirez makes the catch. He's got both in the inning. And Racing Santos pitching around a leadoff walk in the eighth and a single to lead off the ninth, looking for two scoreless innings to end the night. Long night at Clover Park. Gosh, I don't think we've gone past 10 o'clock yet in a game this year, but here we are. 2 hours and 50 minutes right now of game action, and it's down to Ian Lewis. He's gotten on twice with walks. He swings wildly at the slider, strike one. Foul ball for strike two. And the Mets and Santos are closing in on a big win on what started as a dreary, rainy night, going late into the evening. But to this point, well worth it. Santos set. Those that remain start clapping. 0-2 pitch. Check swing. Went around. Called strike three anyways. And that's how the game ends. Racing Santos, two solid scoreless innings. Mets offense was hot tonight. Not even a little rain could dampen the St. Lucie Mets offense. They pound out 13 runs on 12 hits, forming that happy high five line for the second time in this series. We have a 2-1 series lead. Mets improved to 25-7 here at Clover Park. They win their first game in their military appreciation jerseys. Bust them out again tomorrow. Everybody contributed for the Mets tonight. A great team victory. With the win, the Mets improved to 42-29. Overall, they are 2-4 in the second half. Jupiter drops to 37-33 overall. Hammerheads are 3-3 in the second half. Good stuff for the boys in the camo tonight. We'll take a break. Come back for the post-game show at Clover Park.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Adam MacDonald, John DeStefano back with you from high atop the action. Fourth floor broadcasting booth. Long night at the ballpark. Hour and 2 minute delayed start, then a 2 hour and 51 minute ball game. But for the Mets, no complaints. Not with a 13-3 win. Let's get to the scoring summary. Started off well for the Mets. They got a couple of runs in the first inning. Consuegra reached on a error. Lugo would reach on a walk. Both would score. Guerrero with an RBI single in the inning. In the third inning, the Mets would go up 4-0. Stanley Consuegra, the start of his big night, a two-run homer to left field, his eighth of the season. Made it 4-0. Mets scored three runs in the fourth inning. First three batters reached base on a hit-by-pitch walk, single, and another hit-by-pitch. And an RBI fielder's choice for Ramirez scored one and then another on a throwaway. Stanley Consuegra would then drive in a third run of the inning on a sac fly to make it 7-0. And Jupiter put a minor scare into the Mets in the seventh. They got a ground rule double, a single, and then an RBI ground out from Cody to make it 7-1. Then Anahuete Santos hit a two-run homer to make it 7-3. But Cornelius would then get a strikeout a couple of batters later to end the inning. Then the Mets put it away for good in the eighth with the sixth run inning. Jack Thomas Wold an RBI triple. Juan Loyo an RBI base hit. Alex Mears a run scoring double. Stanley Consuegra a two-run double. And William Lugo, last Met to get a hit, drove in a run with the one-out single. A two-out single. That made it 13-3. Moving to the box score, starting with the Lions score. Jupiter, 3 runs on 9 hits and 3 errors. The Mets, 13 runs, 12 hits, no errors. Hitters in the game, Mets, everybody got the hit. Ramirez, 2-for-4 with 2 runs, 2 RBIs, a double, and a walk. This is 13th double of the season. Stanley Consuegra, 2-for-4, a double, a homer, 5 driven in, 3 runs scored. De Los Santos, 1-for-5. Lugo, 1-for-4 with a run, an RBI, and a walk. Guerrero, 2-for-4 with an RBI. Wold, 1-for-5 with his first triple, an RBI and a run. Loyo, 1-for-3, walked, scored twice, drove in a run. Villalobos, 1-for-3, walked, scored twice. And Suarez, 1-for-3 with his first extra base hit, a double. He also scored a run. For Jupiter, Anahuete Santos, 3-for-5 with the home run and 2 RBI. It was his first home run of the season. Caballero went 2-for-4, and Cody went 2-for-4 with an RBI. Pitchers in the game, Javier Atencio gets the win for the Mets. He's now 2-0. 5 shutout for him. 3 walks, 5 hits, and 5 strikeouts. Cornelius, 2 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, a walk, and 4 strikeouts. And Reyson Santos, 2 scoreless innings, 1 hit, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts.